Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim with lesson number 8. We will be studying Bikurim Perek Beis, the second Perek, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, the fourth and fifth Mishnayos. So, Mishnah number 4 in Perek Sheni continues with this comparison of Bikurim to Truma and to Maaser. We saw that there are ways in which Bikurim and Truma are similar to each other and Maaser dissimilar. There are ways in which Bikurim and Maaser are similar to each other and Truma dissimilar. And there are ways in which Truma and Maaser are similar to each other and Bikurim dissimilar. Now, in Mishnah Daled, we are learning that there are certain things which are true of Bikurim, but are not true at all of Truma and Maaser. V'yesh b'Bikurim, ma'she'en kein b'Truma uva Maaser. Sheha Bikurim niknin b'mechubo l'karka. The halacha is, we will learn it in the Mishnah in the next parak, that a person can go down to his farm and see a fruit on a tree, put a little ribbon around it, and it's Bikurim, and call it Bikurim, even though it's Mechuba l'karka, it's attached to the tree. This cannot happen neither with Truma nor with Ma'asa Sheni. V'osa Adam Kolsa Deo Bikurim. Ma'asa Sheni is 1/10. Truma is a small percentage. A person cannot give his entire field as Truma, and certainly not his entire field as Ma'asa Sheni, but one can give his entire field as Bikurim. Various sources for this. The Yerushalmi learns it actually from a posuk in Yechezkel, Perek Mem Dalid, posuk Lamed, which reads, "Vereishis kol bikure kol la kohanim yihya," which, and indicating that even bikure kol, even if the whole field is Bikurim, that's fine. V'chayiv ba'achriyusa, we learned that once a person sets aside Bikurim, he's not finished. He's got to be sure that it gets to the Beis HaMikdash. And if it doesn't, he's got to bring a substitute set of Bikurim. This is not true of Truma and Maaser Sheni. If you're Mafrish Truma or Mafrish Maaser Sheni on your farm, and then something happens to the Truma, nope, something happens to it. It got burnt, it got stolen, whatever. Similarly for Maaser Sheni. You're not obligated to bring a second substitute set of Truma and Maaser Sheni, as you are required to do in the case of Bikurim. And finally, there's a whole procedure which has to happen in together with Bikurim, a whole context, a whole series of ceremonies which happen with Bikurim, which do not happen at all with Truma and not at all with Maaser Sheni. And they are Utu'unim korban. When the person brings Bikurim, so he brings his dates, his figs, his olives, his grapes, he also must bring a korban shlomim, an animal sacrifice offering. And this is learned from the fact that by Bikurim, it is written v'somachto b'chol hatov. And by Yontif, it's written v'somachto b'chagecho. And in Yontif, the v'somachto b'chagecho means bring a korban shlomim, a korban chagiga. So too, one must bring together with the Bikurim a korban shlomim, ein simcha elo b'bosa. Simcha takes place with the consumption of a meat from a sacrificial offering. Vashir, there's a special song, a special psalm, a special kapitel Tehillim, which is said together with the Bikurim. When the people who bring the Bikurim reach the temple courtyard, the Leviim begin to sing, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayas LeDavid Aroi Mimcho Hashem Ki Dili Soni. We will learn about this in the third perek. The Gemara Meseches Erchin discusses this and gives reasons why a shir, a song, must accompany Bikurim. Bikurim also requires tenufa. The Kohen picks up the basket of Bikurim and waves it in a certain motion. These things do not happen, not the korban, not the shir, not the tnufa, for truma or for maaser sheni. And finally, lina. On the day that a person brings Bikurim, he must stay over that night in Yerushalayim. He does not go home immediately. He goes home the next day. As the Pasuk says, Ufonisa v'aboker v'holachto li'oholecho mikan omru kol pinos or pnios sha'ato ponem min ha'mikdosh lo yihiyu ela baboker. Remember, Truma and Ma'aseh Sheni don't have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdosh. Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, but not necessarily to the Beis HaMikdosh. Bikurim has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdosh, and therefore requires, Lina, requires that the person bringing the Bikurim spend the following night in Yerushalayim. Mishnah Hey, continuing here in lesson number 8. Trumas Masa, now we're introducing a new halacha. Till now we've been discussing just three. Truma Gedola, and Bikurim, and Masa Sheni. What about Trumas Masa? You remember that Trumas Masa, once you give Masa Rishon, the first tithe, to the Levi, he gives one-tenth of that tenth to the Kohen. That's Trumas Masa. And in most respects, Trumas Maser has the identical halachos as regular Truma, given directly from the Yisroel to the Kohen. However, now we will learn in Mishnah Hey that in some ways Trumas Maser resembles Bikurim and not Truma itself, not Truma Gedola. Trumas Maser shovel la Bikurim b'shtei derochim. Trumas Maser is similar to Bikurim in two ways. V'la Truma b'shtei derochim. And it is similar to Truma Gedola in two ways. Number one, this is the way it's like, one of the ways it's like Bikurim. Niteles min ha-tohor al ha-tome, v'shelo min ha-mukof ka-bikurim. Truma Gedola must be given min ha-mukof. If I have a farm and I have a crop and I want to give Truma from that crop so that I can eat the rest of the crop, fine. So I have a farm in Tzfas, on the corner of this street and that street. From that farm, I take some truma, put it aside, and the rest of the crop is mine. But suppose I have a farm in Tzfas and another farm in Akko, and I want to give truma from my farm in Tzfas so that I'll be able to eat also the produce in Akko. Can't do it. Truma has to be given from an adjacent crop. So it has to be given min hamukov. Because of that, truma cannot be given min ha-tohor al ha-tomeh. You can't give grain which is tohor to serve as truma for grain which is tomeh. The reason is because ein tohor min elo min ha-mukof. We're concerned that a person will be careful, too careful with tohor and tomeh, and keep them so separate that they won't be min ha-mukof. So we say ein tohor min ha-tohor al ha-tomeh. These halachos don't apply to Bikurim at all. If I have a date farm in Yericho and another date farm in the Chveis and in Tzfas, so I can give the Bikurim from my farm in Yericho for the dates of my farm in Tzfas, no problem. And I can give Bikurim from Peros, which are Tahor, on behalf of Peros, which are Tomei, no problem for Bikurim. And we're learning now, similarly, no problem for Trumas Maaser. The reason given for this is that by Trumas Maaser, the Posuk in Parshas Korach reads, Kein torimu gam atem Trumas Hashem mikol ma'asro seichem. And Chazal Darshan, ma'asro seichem, afilu ma'aser echod b'Yehudo, u'ma'aser echod b'Golil, mafrish Trumas Maaser me'echod al hakol. Ma'asro seichem in the plural. I can give Maaser on my farm in Yehuda, in Beis Lechem, for Trumas Maaser, on my farm in Beis Lechem, Yehuda, for my farm in the Galil, in Tzfas. However, although Trumas Maaser is like Bikurim in these two respects, in other respects, Trumas Maaser is like Truma. Number one, Va'useres es hagoren. Until you give Trumas Maaser, until the Levi gives the tenth of his tenth to the Kohen, he cannot eat. It's Tevel. He cannot eat it. So the Goren, the remaining crop, the remaining harvest, is also to be eaten until the Levi gives the Kohen his Trumas Maaser. V'yesh lo shiur katruma. Truma, we learned, has a shiur midrabbonon, of 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. And Trumas Meiser obviously has a shear, Ma'aser min ha-Ma'aser, a tenth of a tenth. So in that respect, Trumas Maser is like Truma. That ends lesson number 8. And tomorrow we will go on to the next lesson, number 9. This is the end of lesson number 8.